In the heart of Cali, where the palm trees sway, still no justice for Shakur to this day. The West Coast won't rest, won't let it slide, until we find the truth. Ain't nowhere to hide. You like that? Jennifer Coffendapper is joining us, retired FBI special agent and Hidden Killers contributor. Yes, of course, we're talking about Tupac Shakur. That rap, by the way, courtesy of ChatGPT. I was like, I want to intro this with California Love, and I want to rhyme a little bit, and I was hitting the blank, and that helped me out there, Jennifer. This has always been a very fascinating case I've been following. It's probably one of the longest cases I've ever followed since I was a child. Tupac Shakur, the murder in 1996, we're talking almost 30 years ago, but new developments are coming about into this investigation. What's your thoughts on this? I saw you had posted some documents, some information that was found when they went into Keefe D's home just the other week. This is a case that I think a lot of people, including myself, believe probably we already know who the killer is. It's been alluded to many times by many people, including Keefe D himself, of Orlando Anderson being the gunman, but he says he was in the car at the same time. Orlando, now deceased, has been deceased since the 90s. What are we looking for at this point? If the gunman is dead, are we looking for accomplices or people who simply knew exactly what happened?
Yeah, they're looking for co-conspirators, accomplices. And I think everybody just wants to have closure. And I think that's deserved in terms of judicially really getting down to the nuts and bolts and the facts. And I believe what is being said. I actually have another post I'm going to do today regarding the gun information. They went in there and they're trying to find bullets, ammunition that match, at least in terms of type. And I think that's very interesting. We also have Keefe D saying admission.
Very much, yes.
And when you put that all together, I think it's very possible he could be charged maybe with an aiding or abetting, perhaps with a conspiracy. If he gets charged with a conspiracy to commit murder, that's going to be very significant. But I think appreciate that law enforcement is continuing to try to solve this crime and put it to rest, because having a unsolved crime after all these years is really remiss considering all the information that's available.
And it seems very much the culture of no snitching is also what held all of this up all of these years, of a lot of people seeming to have knowledge about who did this, when it why it happened. Is this something that can truly be solved with the likely gunman dead since 98? Can it assuredly be said this is who killed Tupac, based strictly on witnesses or people who were around at that point in time? Or will the fact that he's not around to be charged, does that affect the true solving of this case?
Certainly, it does, from the standpoint of you're not going to be able to have him standing trial and truly put to test the evidence. But my question would be, can others be charged?
Yeah.
And I think it's possible. Certainly, that's why law enforcement is serving search warrants, is putting all this time and energy into it. They're trying to get a charge, and they just may.
What are they looking for? We're talking almost 30 years ago when this took place. I see the list of what they have on the return, lots of iPads, computers, things of that nature. What are they thinking is going to be found digitally on these sort of things? Would it be conversations between Keefe D and other individuals from that point in time, looking back, remembering? Is that kind of what they're searching for? Because I can't imagine there's going to be a whole lot of solid evidence from that place in time in existence anymore.
I think it is what they are looking for, to complete my sentence there. I think they are looking for conversations, admissions, all information in terms of discussion of the Tupac murder. And they're going to try to use that to put together how it all came about. We know why it all came about, that it was a retaliatory act, presumably. But boy, imagine if they do get all this information and there are multiple discussions about the murder and admissions about the murder and celebrating her. You know, I think minimally people want to know that.
I'm wondering how far this is going to strike beyond just someone like the Keefe D's or folks like him, Orlando Anderson, obviously, who's passed away. Are we trying to see here if there is a larger component to this of someone who ordered this hit that may be much higher up than just the posse of these guys in Las Vegas that night, but someone maybe in the industry, someone who would be a rival? Are we looking down the road essentially of what's been rumored in the past of Sean Puffy Combs or things of that nature?
Oh, I think that's also very true. When they get all of that information from the digital components that they've seized, it's going to take a long time, but they're going to be poring over that. And maybe they got sloppy. Maybe they didn't erase anything. Maybe it's going to be on there. Remember, they had to have probable cause to show that there is information there. You can't just walk into somebody's house after all these years and say, we think it's there. No, probable cause has to be established to take anything. And they took it and they have it. And I think it's very possible they are moving up a possible chain, but we'll see. Again, it's going to be tough to get any kind of conviction just over dialogue.
Sure.
Really is.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.